Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. My name is Peter Matthews. I am one of the editors here at Firehouse.com, and today we're going to start off our new feature that looks at one of the upcoming articles in the next edition of Firehouse Magazine. We'll call this the Firehouse Insider. Today we have Mark Emery, a battalion chief from Woodinville, Washington. Mark just finished up his Ten Commandments series in the magazine, which was extremely popular, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But Mark, I understand you have a new series called the Fire Station Pyramid of Success. Can you tell us a little bit about what this series will look at?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, thanks a lot for the opportunity to meet with you now, and also for Firehouse for allowing me to write to the magazine. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to do that. If anybody wants to listen to me, that's always an honor and a privilege. The Pyramid of Success series is going to be four parts. Part one will be in the February issue of Firehouse Magazine. And it's basically very simple. It's something that I really believe in and have for many years. One of my favorite sports coaches of all time, not a huge basketball fan, but one of my favorite coaches of all time was John Wooden, who was the coach of the UCLA Bruins back in the 60s and early 70s, and actually started in the 40s there at UCLA. And what's amazing about the guy is everybody in the country that knows sports, and especially basketball, knows that he's the greatest basketball coach of all time. There's no disputing that. There's no argument. In fact, if there's any argument about the man, it's whether or not he could possibly be the greatest team sport coach of all time, if there's any debate at all. But just to give you an idea of the success the man had at UCLA, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but it's pretty impressive. In fact, recently, 2003, he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Bush, which happens to be the nation's highest civilian award. And this year, 2008, he is currently 97 years old. John Wooden's still alive. But he had four perfect 30-win, zero-loss seasons. He won 10 NCAA Division I national championships, 10 championships in 12 years, and he won seven consecutive NCAA championships with the UCLA Bruins. So it's pretty amazing what he achieved. Give you an insight into the man himself, the thing he's most proud of is the fact that 95% of his players graduated with a degree from the university. So what he believed in was, number one, his players as people and their future when they were done with basketball, and number two was basketball. So, in fact, his graduation percentage with his teams, even with all that success, was greater than the graduation rate of the general academic population at UCLA.
That's incredible.
He's one of only two people that are in the Basketball Hall of Fame, College Basketball Hall of Fame, as both a player and a coach. The other person is Lenny Wilkins, I believe. So there's only two people in there for that. So he's really an amazing guy. And the Pyramid of Success, what's interesting to me and why I really like it, is it's got nothing to do with sports. It's got nothing to do with basketball. It's got everything to do with leadership. And there's two pieces to the pyramid. One is personal leadership. And then there is team leadership or group leadership. And that's why it fits into the fire station so well, because firefighting is a team sport. So the first part of the pyramid of success is that you're, number one, you're a leader of yourself for good things. And then everybody brings their leadership, whether you're an officer or a probationary firefighter, everybody brings that leadership together, and that's what forms a team. Doesn't matter what your background is, what your religion is, what your race, all that. It's just a really, really powerful model. And I think the biggest thing I like about it is there's all kinds of different philosophical smoke and mirrors self-help programs out there. Probably one of the most popular that's actually pretty good is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. A good program, but the difference between that, number one, it's a little too complicated for me to think about on a day-to-day basis. But Stephen Covey never established a record and reputation of success with that program before the book was published and the consultants start fanning out across the country. It was kind of developed academically in an office, rather than serve a purpose first, were the pyramid of success long before there was books and videos and consultants. John Wooden had already demonstrated the success with the pyramid of success at UCLA. And when you talk to players like Bill Walton, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Walt Hazard, list goes on and on of players, they'll tell you today, long after they're done with professional basketball or even college basketball, that their success in life, it goes right back to John Wooden's pyramid of success, which again has nothing to do with sports. It has to do with life and leadership.
Okay. And how does all this relate to the fire station? You have a station with a chief and a few captains and a few lieutenants. So how does this all kind of encompass what goes on a daily basis within the station? You have different shifts or different tours coming in and making sure that everything's still up to par when you leave and your replacement officer comes in the next day.
Well, that's the other neat thing about John Wooden's philosophy in the Pyramid of Success, that team success, sports success, insurance company success, or fire station or fire department success, and let's just limit it to the fire department in your question, success has nothing to do with where you're arm patch, where you're from, has nothing to do with your fire chief, how many years you've been in service, how many firefighters your department has, how many stations, all that extrinsic stuff has nothing to do with your personal success, or if you're a leader in a fire station, the success of that fire station and that crew. Its success has everything to do with you and me. You can't blame it on your fire chief if you're not successful. It really comes down to, no matter what the budget is, no matter what the current political environment is, success in the fire station really comes down to you and what John Wooden calls his foundation of success, that if this foundation is not in place in an organization or an individual in the organization, that you can't be successful and reach your greatest potential, and your fire station and your organization will never reach its greatest potential. You'll occasionally have shining moments, but as some basketball teams might win an NCAA championship and then that's it, they're gone for a while. But with that pyramid of success, you'll have lasting success even with the storms of budgets and maybe fire chiefs that you don't get along with or whatever else it is. The success of that fire station really comes down to you and then each other individual in that fire station, and then that personal leadership and team leadership comes together, and then you can experience professional excellence in your fire station.
Okay. And it's a 4-part series, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, and can you give us maybe a couple seconds on each one, what each one will actually entail as you break down the pyramid itself?
Sure. Sure. February is the introduction to the Pyramid of Success, and it really introduces you to John Wooden and his Pyramid of Success. And I just took his pyramid and I've adapted it to the fire service. But the pyramid, all credit for developing the Pyramid of Success itself, is goes to Coach Wooden. And then part two will establish the foundation. And his foundation for success, and again, without each level solidly in place, according to Coach Wooden, you can't build the next level. And ultimately, what you're working towards is poise and confidence, which is something else that fits into the fire service. That when it's 3 a.m. and you're whatever time it is, and you're responding to a call, if you're a true leader, you're truly prepared, and your team is prepared, then that team and yourself will exhibit poise and confidence. And you can't pretend to have poise and you can't pretend to have confidence unless the rest of the pyramid's in place. And the foundation in part two is industriousness. You have to work hard. Friendship, everybody's got to get along. You know, you don't have to go fishing together or be each other's godfather, but you have to get along. Loyalty, cooperation, and enthusiasm. And the cornerstones are enthusiasm and industriousness. And then at the very keystone of the foundation is loyalty. And of course, then the next level up, which will be part three, is self-control. It's the preparation level, I call it. It's self-control, alertness, mental alertness, if you will, initiative and intentness. That you're focused on excellence, being the best you can be. And then the next article, number four, will talk about condition, and that's physical condition, mental condition, skill, which according to John Wooden is the basics, and team spirit. And then it'll finish up with the manifestation of those three previous levels is that poise and confidence. And that's personal and team leadership. And once you've achieved that poise and confidence based on the rest of the pyramid being in place, industriousness, friendship, loyalty, cooperation, you're prepared with self-control, alertness, initiative, and intentness. You're conditioned mentally and physically. You've got skill. The basics are down cold, and it's the fundamentals and team spirit. Now you can have poise and confidence, and now you can achieve professional excellence. And it's all about eventually what I feel and I believe is achieving and leaving a legacy of professional excellence and a legacy of leadership, even if it's just personal leadership, when you're gone from the fire service, whether you're volunteer, career, industrial, it doesn't matter, that you still leave a legacy of professional excellence when you're gone.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a very good series for everybody there, not just the officers, but everybody who's going to be involved in the fire department. So we'll look forward to that, and that's the Fire Station Pyramid of Success, which the four-part series starts with the February issue of Firehouse Magazine. Mark, the Ten Commandments series, which you started last year about this time, can you just tell us a little bit about how that was developed? It's a hugely popular series that was in the magazine. A majority of the magazine archives are now posted on the Firehouse.com website. So can you tell us how you got to creating the Ten Commandments series? What went into it? What brought you to develop that series?
Well, first of all, a lot of credit's got to go to Harvey Eisner and Jeff Barrington, because they saw the value in it when I proposed it. This has value. But it started out, it was many years in development, actually. And when I was chief of training for my fire department here in King County, Washington, near Seattle, we were trying to get live fire training for our firefighters every year. So we used to go to the State Training Center. They've got quite an extensive series of big burn buildings. And so for 7 years, we did multi-company fire ground operations, on the average of 20 days a year. And we'd do four scenarios on each one of those days. And just, I like to call that my strategic laboratory. Because what we emphasized was, you know, we'd give you up there with four or five engines each day. We'd have one or two ladder trucks. We'd have at least one or two chief officers in an EMS unit, and three or four people coordinating the drill. So it was a pretty extensive program to maintain. But we emphasized the strategic stuff outside the building. When people would arrive, we'd have a command post already set up and a staging area. And, of course, the firefighters still got to go have recreation in the building with nozzles and ladders. That part was happening. But outside, we were focusing on the strategic stuff and how a command post was managed. And if you were assigned a division, what exactly you were supposed to do as a division supervisor. And what we found was that people were very good tactically, ladders, ropes, hose, nozzles. And what we found that some of the weaknesses were in the strategic stuff, communications, command, accountability, and tying it all together. And that's where we saw the opportunity. Well, these four pieces that we see every day that strategically that aren't running on all cylinders, wouldn't it be great if there was one system that incorporated these four things? And the four things was command that's competent, tactical accountability of all personnel at all times, an action plan, and communications. And then I tied that with NIOSH and U.S. Fire Administration fatality reports for the 13 fire ground indiscretions. And I'd read those reports, and I'd exclude physiologic fatalities and apparatus-related, focusing on decision fatalities that could be related to decisions, lack of, or poor decision. And I'd make a list every time I read one of those reports. And it's interesting, to this day, if I read a report, I can't add anything to my list of what I thought were causational issues that went beyond what the reports recommended. And those became the 13 fire ground indiscretions. And that's where the Ten Commandments came from, because we tried things. How do we solve this strategic problem we keep seeing? You know, how can we solve this problem? And that's how it evolved. Again, it over many years. Started in the early 90s.
All right, great. And you can find those all the archived articles from the Ten Commandments series in the Firehouse.com magazine archives. And, Mark, we'll finish up with Firehouse World that's coming up here in San Diego in just a few weeks. It's going to be held, I think, February 6th, the 2nd to the 6th. Can you tell us about your pre-conference class and what participants
Sure.
at your class have to look forward to?
Oh, yeah. I've got the opportunity to do, I believe it's going to be the fourth year, I think. It's the Command Competency Clinic pre-conference, and that'll be on the 4th and 5th, Monday and Tuesday, Firehouse World. And that's a two-day command competency clinic. And day one is a lot of the concepts and ideas, and the Ten Commandments are a big part of the first day of the class. And then the second day is application. So we talk about how to manage an incident competently, how to be a division supervisor, how to do a size up using the big six, and how to establish a command post and demonstrate a lot of the communications models and solutions. And then the second day, we've got portable radios and status boards and multi-screen simulations. So they actually have to walk back. If they're going to see the rear of the building, they've actually got to walk back and look at the rear screen where the rear of the building is projected. And then rather than being in a little cubicle, we've got people interacting and moving around, so there's a little bit of chaos and distraction, just like there really is on the fire ground, that you've got to create moments for strategic discretionary time amid all that chaos. So it's a lot of fun. I love day two because that's when all the application stuff is.
All right, great. Well, we look forward to seeing you out in San Diego in just a few weeks here, and we look forward to the first part of your new series coming out in the February issue of Firehouse Magazine. And we'll also put your website here at the bottom, a link to your website so folks can contact you if they'd like to through your website. So thank you very much, Mark, and we look forward to the new series, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Pete, thank you very much for the opportunity. Take care.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.